那么他们在蒸汽取代帆船之前，汽船 steam ships， 帆船 sailing ships or sailing vessels。Sailing vessels like the Kadisak were used to carry tea from China and wood from Australia. So we know, sailing vessels were very important transportation. The Kadisak was one of the fastest sailing ships that has ever been built. So, the sailing vessel Kadisak was not only one of the most famousBut also one of the fastest. The only other ship to meet her was Thermopylae. Okay, please recite the sentence. The only other ship to meet her, 我们的重点在于动词 match. Match, you know, the equal to, 与什么相匹敌、相比，要与介词 in 或 for 搭配连用。For example, no form of transport can match airplane for speed and comfort. Now listen to me once more, and I think you agree with me completely. No form of transport can match airplane for speed and comfort, right? Match. Now translate the sentence.在服务与饭菜方面，这家饭店是独一无二的。We can use metaphor. The hotel can't be matched for service and food. The hotel can't be matched for service and food. So, 没有哪一件衣服能够和你的这条漂亮裙子相比。No clothingcan match your dress for beauty. Okay? For beauty, 在美上能够和你这条裙子相比。The only other ship to match her, her referred to Kadisak. 这里的 her 指代 Kadisak 号帆船。动词不定式 to 做定语修饰 the only other ship. Okay? So in Chinese,唯一可以与之一比高低的，那么就是 Thermopylae. Both these ships set out from Shanghai on June 18th, 1872, on exciting race. Okay, please remember the key structure. Set out from Shanghai on exciting race.从上海出发，开始了一次激动人心的比赛。Now please translate the sentence. 这两架飞机从纽约出发，开始了一次人们难以忘记的比赛。The two airplanes set out from New York on an unforgettable race. This race, which went on for exactly 4 months, was the last of its kind. I should say,This is an excellent sentence for you to recite. 那么我还要说，这是同学们要背诵的脍炙人口的佳句。This race was the last of its kind. 我们先看主干。那么这次比赛是带类比赛当中的最后一次了。Which went on for exactly 4 months. Which 指代 this race. 引导非线性定语从句。那么这次比赛呢，维持了4个月之久的时间。I think you remember the sentence we have learned in book 2. 这次手术为期长达2个星期之久，那么这证实难度是很大的。The operation, which lasted for 2 weeks, proved to be very difficult. Got it?It marked the end of the great tradition of ships we sail and the beginning of a new era. Ships with sails, this is a sailing ship. Got it? 帆船，我们可以表达为 ships with sail, 也可以表达为 filling sheets, filling vessel, okay? Mark the end of, 标志着什么的结束。You say, 标志着旧的时代的结束。Mark the end of old era. Now here, mark the end of the great tradition of ships with sails. 那么它标志着帆船伟大传统的结束。And the beginning of a new era 也标志着一个新纪元的开始。 OK, learn the sentence by heart. 同学们发现在第一自然段当中我们有诸多好的句式，剩下是大家务必要背熟的。 Now, close your eyes and listen to me. One of the most famous sailing ships of 19th century.She stands on dry land and is visited by 1,000 people each year. She serves as an impressive reminder of the great ships of the past. The only other ship to match her was Thermopylae. Both these ships set out from Shanghai on an exciting race to England. This race,which went on for exactly 4 months, was the last of its kind. It marked the end of great tradition of ships with sails and the beginning of a new era. Okay, so much for the first paragraph. Now, the second one. The first of the two sails to reach Java after the race had begun was Thermopylae.Maybe some students found it difficult to understand. Now let's grasp the key structure. The first of the two ships to reach Java were the Thermopylae. 我们来抓住看。To reach Java 就是 two ships. 到达爪哇的第一艘轮船 was Thermopylae. 就是 Thermopylae.After the race had begun, 时间状语在这次比赛开始之后。So in fact, we can reconstruct the sentence. 我们可以重新组合这个语句。After the race had begun, the first of the two ships to reach Java were the Thermopylae. Okay? But on the Indian Ocean, the Cuttisac took the lead. Take the lead.In tennis, 领先地位，处于领先地位 ，got it. 那么如果表示失去领先地位 ，lose the lead. 如果表示一种状态，处于领先地位 ，in the lead. 取得领先地位 ，take over the lead. Okay, now please read at me aloud. Take the lead. Lose.The lead, in the lead, take over the lead. Got it? So the meaning of the sentence is quite clear for us. The Cuttisac took the lead. 那么 Cuttisac 号帆船呢？处于领先地位。It seemed certain that she would be the first ship home. 似乎很肯定她是第一艘返航的船只了。一定要注意。It seemed certain that. But during the race, she had a lot of bad luck. She had a lot of bad luck, that is say. She was unlucky, right? In August, she was struck by a very heavy storm, during which her rudder was torn away. Okay.This is the most important key structure in paragraph 2. 这是第二自然段最重要的语句。The Cuttisac was struck by a heavy storm. 请同学们熟背。遇到了雨 be caught in the rain. 遇到了雪 be caught in the snow. 但如果表示严重的遭受到暴风雨、暴风雪等的袭击我们最好的用词 strike 常用于被动语态 be struck by a very heavy storm during which during 介词用于 关系代词 which 之前 ，it means during the race， 在这个比赛期间，而 during the storm， 在这